As we now know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is ending his Democratic nomination challenge to President Biden and instead will launch a general election campaign. It is likely that he will run as an independent and not the nominee of an existing minor party. He is scheduled to make an official announcement on October 9th. Mr. Kennedy came to the realization that the Democratic Party establishment was going to block him from delegate acquisition, which gave him no hope of mounting any type of competitive bid against President Biden. Mr. Kennedy's name on the ballot could prove more detrimental to President Biden, though he will also take votes from former President Trump. California Governor Gavin Newsom appointed Emily's List President LaFonza Butler to replace the late Senator Dianne Feinstein, the longest-serving woman in Senate history. Governor Newsom keeps his word about appointing a black woman, but not regarding a caretaker who would serve only the balance of the current term. While the governor didn't appoint an active candidate, he may have changed the open seat campaign's trajectory should Ms. Butler decide to run for the full term. The House Speaker saga continues with California Republican Kevin McCarthy being removed from the post on a 216-210 vote. He says he will not again run for the speakership. Accounting for the two vacancies, the House stands at 433 members. Therefore, the winning speaker candidate must obtain 217 votes instead of the typical 218. It appears that House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana will run for speaker, with Majority Whip Tom Emmer from Minnesota seeking the majority leader position. In the meantime, Speaker Pro Tempore Patrick McHenry of North Carolina will preside over the House. The Pennsylvania races are already getting tight. The Quinnipiac University poll tested the state's budding Senate race between three-term Democratic incumbent Bob Casey Jr. and Republican businessman and 2022 Senate candidate David McCormick. Here we see a closer-than-expected early result, with Senator Casey holding only a 50-44% lead over Mr. McCormick. The surprising data point in this survey is McCormick already carrying the independent voter segment by a percentage point, 45-44. The presidential race is also eye-opening. The independent poll finds former President Trump moving into a slight lead over President Biden in this critical swing state with a 47-45% edge. More importantly, the results project that Mr. Trump leads President Biden 48-39% within the key independent sector. Assuming all other states vote as they did in 2020, converting just Pennsylvania and Georgia from Biden to Trump would put the former president back into the White House. The change would give Mr. Trump exactly 270 electoral votes, the bare minimum needed to win the presidential campaign. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.